Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Dan Hendricks, who's the CEO with Interface. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
You've had some tremendous results in your first quarter. That's the main reason for calling. I want to catch up with that in just a minute. Just a little background, though. I haven't talked to you in a little while, and a lot has happened with Interface. Some of the recent news items, you've just hired a COO, Jay Gould, which I think is very interesting because he comes from a business and marketing side of a business with American Standard Brands, which are bathroom fixtures. He's with Newell Rubbermaid and with Coca-Cola. So I look forward to meeting him soon. Also, a couple other news items. I just did an interview recently with Carrie Pei, who's come in as a design leader from a global perspective. You've just released your Human Spaces publication. Your Atlanta showroom is LEED Gold. And last fall, you've shifted some people around, and it looks like everything seems to have fallen in place, right?
Yeah, we actually made some changes around Interface. One thing that we've done is you mentioned that we brought in a lot of new talent that has a lot of different perspectives than Interface has. And it's all about change to me and trying to take our company to the next level by infusing outside talent with the talent that we have within the organization today.
Yeah. You've stated this, that this Jay Gould move is succession planning. I mean, I know it's going to be a methodical process, but he, if everything goes well, will end up serving as CEO eventually, correct?
That is the plan. You know, Jay is a high-powered individual that had a lot of success at every job that he's had. At Newell Rubbermaid, he ran half the business and was very global. Then he came over to American Standard, which was in trouble, owned by a private equity group. And in 30 months, he turned it around from losing money to a very profitable company that they ended up selling to Lixil. So he has a lot of success, and he does have roots in Atlanta, which I love. He was at Coke for a lot of years. He was the chief innovation guy there. He lived in Japan for a while there in marketing. So he's worn a bunch of hats, not just marketing hats. But I love his perspective on the consumer brand and the marketing side of the house, because that's what Interface is. We're fashion.
And most people know you focus in one area, your tile, only tiles. Matter of fact, you've changed your ticker symbol to TILE on NASDAQ. And I think your website says, and it's hard for me to contest, that you have a 35% share in the global market of modular tile.
Yep, that's what we have. It's sometimes hard to figure out who has what because a lot of private companies are out there. But
right. Based
on the macro data that we see, it's about a 35% share around the world. We are clearly the global leader with plants on four continents, 600 sales and marketing people around the world. You know, we're only tile, and we're a billion-dollar company in tile, and I don't believe anybody else is close to that.
And a little bit more on your background. You've been with the company since 83. 2 years after you joined, you became the financial officer and did that for a while, and then you took over roughly 2000 or so as CEO. So you came on board with an accounting background and have led this company to success. And you've gotten in other areas and gotten out of other areas. Most people know, you know, you got in with Bentley Print Street. You also were in some interior fabrics businesses for a while, right?
Yeah, back then we had a strategy that we were going to play in the interior finishes, anything that an architect specified we were going to play in. So we had access flooring, we had fabric, we had broadloom carpet, we had woven carpet, and we had our carpet tile as well. In fact, when I took over the company, carpet tile was only 40% of the business in 2000.
All right, well, let's talk about these results. Again, very impressive. Maybe you can get in some detail with us. It looks like that your sales growth was up 8.2%. I know there was an extra week in there, and there was also some currency exchange issues maybe we could get into. You're also, I mean, that's sales growth. Your earnings also very impressive. Can you just give us a quick summary of these results for the first quarter?
Yeah, sure. Currency neutral, our sales, we were up 17%, which would have been around $256 million, which would have actually been in carpet tile the biggest quarter in sales that we've had for the first quarter. There was growth everywhere. Every one of our markets actually contributed. The U.S. was very strong. If you go to Europe, our European business sort of took off, which started in January. It was nice to see the European market, which has pretty much been down to flat since 08, sort of have a breakout quarter in orders and in sales. And it was pretty strong in the UK and Germany, where two markets were strong. Holland was strong. We really, really need for the European market to wake up and grow, and hopefully that's going to continue. And then we had a lot of success in China and Australia as well. you know, we rebuilt our plant in Australia, and so we're back servicing our customers with 2 to 3 week lead times. And I think we're really taking share in the Australian market. Saw that translate into a pretty good quarter on the top line. And then we've really been working hard with lean manufacturing within our various plants. We had a lot of success in the fourth quarter in our LaGrange plant in the United States, and that continued into the first quarter. And then in Australia, we had a startup of that plant last year. We had a fire that burned the plant down a few years ago. We started it back in the first quarter. So now we've got a year under our belt in Australia, and we're hitting our stride there as well, and having a, you know, a lot of good manufacturing efficiencies coming out of the Australian plant. And Europe's always been great. So that translated into a 36% gross profit margin, which is up significantly from last year, which was around 34%.
You know, I think the biggest headline is probably this Europe, because most people know the economy over there has not gotten better. So for you to grow your business over there, I guess it's got to be a share take, or maybe the commercial market is an anomaly. What's going on in Europe where you're able to grow like that?
Yeah, I would say that the UK, which is about 30% of our European business, is really strong. London market, from a real estate standpoint, has been one of the strongest markets in the world for a couple of years now, and that's continuing. And the rest of the UK also, we did very well in. In Germany, which I think the German economy is really benefiting from a low euro, that is a very low-penetrated carpet tile market in Germany, and it is. The commercial market is all broadline. So it's a huge commercial market, and we're having success in Germany converting that to tile as well. And then Southern Europe actually turned up for us as well, which was a pleasant surprise that we actually saw some growth coming out of Southern Europe, because, it, you know, since 10, it's been going down since they've had the financial crisis. It's been going down, but it's now turned up a little bit for us. Europe looks better.
Well, another thing I wanted to point out is where you're seeing growth, especially over here where most of my listeners are focused in the U.S., you're seeing more growth in the non-office sector than you are in the office sector. Yeah, granted, office is good, but non-office is even better. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, one thing, when I took over the company, there's one thing I really realized and told our team is we have to lessen our dependence on the office market. You know, we're 85% office market, and it's very cyclical. And so we embarked really in 2002 to figure out how to penetrate education, healthcare, hospitality, retail space, because that's almost 2/3 of the commercial market. And so we're just getting a lot of traction in those markets by converting the traditional broadloom carpet to carpet tile. And it still has a very low penetration rate on the non-office side, which we think we can actually grow that into share into that and convert it into carpet tile. And we're having success there. Hospitality is one area we're having a lot of success in as well.
One quick last thing I know a lot of people are interested in is this FLOR business. You go direct, you have these stores, and take for instance in Boston, I mean, right down high visibility area, you have these stores where you sell direct to consumer, and that business is doing fairly well, isn't it? I'm just based on your financials, it grew 13%.
Yeah, we were up 13%, and we finally broke even in that business. That was our goal, is to break even and grow at about 10% this year. We made a management change there last year, and I love the new management team. I think they're really focused in going after the market. And the floor business, to me, it's all about awareness for us, because when people touch it, you know, 46% of people walk into a store actually buy something. We just got to get more people and more traffic going through the web and through the stores, because that product does belong in the home, and it's beautiful. And the millennials love it, and we're growing with millennials. And so I think the consumer market and floor is something that belong together, and we're going to drive that in our organization. I'm very excited about floor.
Yeah. You know, I hate to go anecdotally, but my daughter went to college, and I bought her enough floor, FLOR product, to go in her dorm room. She's just moved out as a freshman, and I think it's going to last all 4 years. And it's so much easier to put it together in the room and then throw it back together into tiles and use it again the next year in the new location. And that's just one case of where it's super innovative as a floor covering.
We need to hire you as a salesman. It's a great product for the dorm. We actually have a lot of business with the universities putting carpet tile in the dorms now.
Well, Dan, it's great to catch up with you. Congratulations on your successful quarter. Your outlook for the rest of the year is that you're going to continue along the same path. Is that right?
I hope so. The business is strong. Hopefully the office market will continue, and this is not a head fake, as they say. All signs say that the office market is on a rebound, and that we can drive our non-office business. I think we'll have a good year.
It's good to catch up with you again. We're talking to Dan Hendricks, who's the CEO with Interface, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.